This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Would again allow us to express our greetings to each of you, and as well, we would remind you that there continues to exist for each of you that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction or exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed, once again, that portion that you refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are that's responsible for the creation of this reality that you are experiencing in this vibrational level. And once again, as always, that choice is yours absolutely. And so, you as entities, once again, are existing in this vibrational level by choice, and you are experiencing a multitude of incarnational periods, different realities, if you wish, in the same vibrational level, but in the different time frames based upon your belief in time and space, and yet all occurring simultaneously. In interacting many times, once again, with entities that you are quite familiar with and that you are interacting with in many other incarnational periods in that, once again, concept of the now, of occurring simultaneously. Realities that are validations of belief systems that you hold. A combination of belief systems. See, that becomes very difficult for many entities to grasp, that it's a combination of belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And altering that reality is as simple as altering a belief. But many times altering the belief in a particular belief system does not have the desired effect of altering the entire reality. Many times altering one belief within a belief system does not have the desired effect. It's understanding what the beliefs are that are responsible for the emotions and feelings that are being perceived as a result of it. Experiencing and creating that reality. That's the difficult part in understanding the belief system so that you can alter it. Difficult but not impossible. And so you exist in this vibrational level in these various incarnational periods, once again simultaneously. And it's possible for you, should you desire, to tap into and to experience, if you wish, through your imagination, what it is that you are experiencing in these other incarnational periods and in these other realities that you're creating and that you're involved in the creation of. Possible for you to go into what you refer to as a past life regression and to recall memories of experiences that occurred in these other incarnational periods that you're involved in. Many individuals that attempt that procedure have a tendency to dismiss many of the impressions that they receive as simply being a figment of their imagination. Because you see, in many instances, you are tapping into other areas of your levels of consciousness that do not involve the senses that you utilize in many of the memories that you recall and the experiences that you've had in this incarnational period. You see, many individuals who would challenge this reincarnational concept would say, well, I should remember that. If I was involved in these other lifetimes, how come I don't remember it? Well, we're suggesting that you can remember it. You can tap into it if you wish. You can have a recall. But it will seem imaginary. And yet, to question how you would remember that, we would suggest that you can question how you even remember anything that occurred in this particular incarnational period that you're involved in. While it's possible for you to have total recall, it's very difficult in your awakened consciousness state. It's very difficult for you to have a total recall and memory of an occurrence that happened, for example, 15 years ago on this date. What were each of you doing? You understand that you existed in this incarnational period. You absolutely understand that you were involved in some activity and there was some experience, but unless it was an experience that was a very intense experience and allowed you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that you desire, chances are that you don't remember what occurred at this time, at this date, 15 years ago. And yet it's there, yet you understand absolutely that you were involved in it. As well, when you're involved in the recall of a memory in this incarnational period, many times it's a sense of one of the senses that you have in your physical state, in this awakened consciousness state, that triggers and indeed assists you in the recall of that memory. You will see something, or you will smell something, or you will touch something, you will hear something. Something will trigger a memory. And as a result of the use of those senses, the memory is much easier for you to recall. It has a connection to a sense. And once again, the more intense the emotion and feeling that you experienced during that particular activity, the more you will have the ability to recall it, to remember it. And even at that, many times, the memories for different individuals will be quite different for the same event, because you experienced it from a different perspective, because it was validating your belief system. And through the validation of your belief system, the other individual may have had a different belief system that was being validated by the same occurrence, by the same activity, by the same creation. Because you have different memories of the same event. It's possible for one individual to have a very, what you might refer to as positive reaction, and have a joyous memory of a particular activity or event, while another individual may have an entirely opposite perspective or memory or feeling associated with that same event occurring at the same time, being created by the two individuals or by the multitude of individuals, all experiencing the possibility of different feelings and emotions associated with that occurrence, with that creation. Because it validates your belief. And your perception of that reality may be entirely different from another's. And yet, once again, many times, it's a physical sense that helps to trigger that memory that makes it more intense. And for some, perhaps more intense than the other. One individual may look upon a particular memory as being something that was very intense, very emotional in their reality and in their experience, while another individual may associate very little emotion and therefore have hardly any recall of the same event that both were participating in, that both were involved in the creation of. And so when you do your so-called past life regressions, you take away many times that physical trigger, if you wish, of one of the senses. Not always, but usually that physical trigger of one of the senses is not there in the recalling of that memory. So you have a tendency for it to appear like it's simply your imagination. And we say that not always, because there are instances when people are involved in that so-called past life regression, when they can experience the reality to the point where, in an altered state of consciousness in particular, they can indeed experience the senses that were involved in their perception of that reality in that other incarnational period. it's possible for individuals to have a taste, for example, of a particular element that reminded them of the reality that they were experiencing in this other incarnational period, or to smell, or to touch, or to sense in some manner the reality and the emotions that were being involved in, experienced in that creation in the other incarnational period. Now, many individuals also believe that if you can go into the other incarnational periods and you can alter something, that you can somehow fix this incarnational period. Well, if you wish to have that, you can have it. You see, it's an illusion. You can have whatever it is you desire. If you think that you can fix this reality by going into a different reality and having that experience and thereby understanding your perception of what you're experiencing in this reality, and if you believe that, the reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold. There's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely not. It's not necessary. There's nothing in this reality that you're experiencing that you can't alter or change by changing the belief system that you're experiencing in this reality, in this incarnational period. It's not necessary to go into another incarnational period unless, of course, you believe it is. And it's not right or wrong either way. It's what you choose to believe. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. It seems like such a simple statement, and yet it's the key to all of the realities that you experience. It is the key. It is the basis of this creation process. It's the basis of the realities that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And if you wish to believe, if you choose to believe, that it's possible for other incarnational periods to have an impact on this one, then indeed you will create the reality to validate the belief. Your choice. It's your choice. The reality is a validation of the beliefs you hold. Your thoughts and feelings influence your choices and decisions. Your choices and decisions influence your belief systems, and your belief systems are validated in your reality, and so it's your choice. Your choice. Not necessary. It's not necessary for you to hold a belief that you have to go into other incarnational periods to find out why you hold a certain experience as being rather traumatic in this reality. It's not necessary. You can have it if you wish, but it's not necessary. You can alter the reality you are experiencing in this incarnational period by altering your belief systems. It's really that simple. It really is. It's not a difficult process. It is so simple that it seems to be impossibly that it could be so simple. It seems impossible that all you have to do is alter a belief in order to alter your reality. It can't be that simple. Many would like to have it more complicated. Not only would like to have it more complicated, but to go to great lengths to make it more complicated. Because you see, if it's more complicated, then it's more real. If it's more complicated, then it's more beyond your capacity to control. Particularly to control from your conscious state. And if it's more beyond your control in the conscious state, then indeed it's more effective in allowing you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings, which is why, once again, you came into this vibrational level in the first place. It always comes back to the simple thing. Your reality is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality absolutely and entirely. Not one little element of it. Not just the interactions that you have with other individuals in your day-to-day procedures, in your day-to-day activities, in your day-to-day experiences, but indeed the entire universe that you exist in is your creation. You are the God you search for. You and all of the other entities in this vibrational level have formed a consensus to agree that this vibrational level will exist with the limitations that you put in place, that you choose to validate and to sustain, that you choose to exist within. It's your creation. It's a validation of beliefs you hold. It's really that simple. It really, truly is that simple. So when you're in this incarnational period, If you wish to experience the other incarnational periods, it's not difficult at all. You have but to believe. Many individuals do once again become involved in that process and have a tendency to think that it's just their imagination. It's like they're making up a story. Well, guess what? This reality that you're experiencing in this particular conscious state is a validation of your imagination. It's illusionary. It seems more real in this particular incarnational period when you bring it in the form of a memory, because once again you can very simply associate it with certain elements that you perceive through your senses, and therefore more real. But nonetheless, you can have that opportunity to experience it in your altered state of consciousness in the other so-called incarnational periods. Absolutely, not only can. The irony of it is at some level of your consciousness you create it all simultaneously. You're involved in that process constantly. It's not something that you do when you feel like it. It's what you do. It's who and what you truly are. You are the creator of this vibrational level. It's what you are. It's not something that you can escape from. It's not something that you have to search for. It's what you truly are. Many individuals search for their spirituality. They search for some connection to this illusion that you're involved in. They search for something that you cannot be disconnected from. You go to great lengths to hide from it in your awakened consciousness state, but you can't disconnect from your spirituality. You can't be separate from who and what you truly are. It's not something to search for. It exists inside each of you. You choose to hide from it. And there's a difference between hiding from something and losing it. To hide from something is something that you do consciously. To lose it is something that you can be subjected to and perhaps not be in control of. You are always in control of your capacity to hide from your understanding of who and what you truly are. It's your choice. You're here by choice. You exist in this reality because you choose to exist in this reality. You are involved in the creation of a multitude of incarnational periods, both in your so-called past and your future. You alter them and you change them and manipulate them constantly based upon agreements with other individuals that you're interacting with. It's an illusion that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And as you enter into this so-called new age, new energy, it's becoming much more within your capacity to consciously have that understanding and to consciously have that influence upon the creation of this reality. It's something that's always been there. It's not like suddenly there's this capacity to do something consciously that you couldn't do before. Rather, it's becoming easier for you to do it consciously because you, as a group of entities involved in this creation process, have had a consensus that you would alter the energy that backs up this vibrational level and indeed exists within your so-called veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and as a result of altering that energy, you, once again, as entities existing within the vibrational level, have agreed to make it possible to have a greater capacity to alter and influence your creation process from a level of consciousness that in your so-called past, in your history, has been very difficult for you to accomplish. Difficult, but not impossible. Many individuals mastered the technique absolutely. You're simply, as a group of entities, once again, agreeing to make it more accessible, should you choose to believe. You see, it's always a choice. It's not something that's being forced upon you. It's not something you have to participate in. It's a choice. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, if you choose to believe that there are a bunch of entities that are creating your reality for you, and if you choose to believe that if you allow that reality to be created for you, then indeed the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief you hold and you can have it. And it's not a right or wrong concept. It's not a good or bad. It's not something that you should or shouldn't do. We're simply suggesting that in the so-called new age and new energy that it will be possible for you to have that capacity to influence the creation of your reality and to alter your belief systems from a state of consciousness that has not been possible, or at least has been very difficult for you to access in your so-called past. It's not right or wrong. It's not something you should or shouldn't do. It's a choice you can make. And if you choose to make the choice, then you can do it. If you choose not to, then you're not going to be judged. Nobody's going to say, though, that you're somehow inferior or that you're not doing it the right way. Absolutely not. This is not a right or wrong concept. Right or wrong only exists in your awakened consciousness state. Once again, the spark of consciousness that you are grants the reality that you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold, and it does so without judging if it's right or wrong, and it does so from a position of absolute unconditional love, and it does so joyously, and it does so simultaneously with all of the incarnational periods that you're involved in throughout all of the so-called participation in this vibrational level, from, to use your belief in time and space, from the beginning to the end. You are so much more than what you perceive. You simply choose not to believe in your awakened consciousness state because it validates the reality as being something that's beyond your capacity to control. It's really that simple. It really truly is. You create your reality. You are the God that you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is illusionary. The rest is a validation of belief systems. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Without exception, you are all that is. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Yeah, there's one question. I understand what you're saying about the incarnational. Like you say, there's a multitude of incarnational levels. Now, that's because, like, we die many, many times in each incarnational level. Now, when we're, I guess, over the, well, like we're here now, and then we can go back into our other, you know, the incarnation levels. Is it because we're real, but once we leave this incarnational level, we'll be, you know, part of the other ones? I don't know how to explain that. Like, we can go back, you know, in the dream state and stuff, and then come back to this reality, you know, this present reality, because we're physical. But once we leave this physical state, like once we die, then this will be another incarnational level?
What do you believe? In your so-called awakened consciousness state, you believe that time is fast.
Yeah.
In an evolutionary process that one lives and dies and lives and dies, and it becomes very difficult to grasp the concept that that's an illusion. That it's illusionary. That you don't live and die and live and die in any type of a progression. And indeed, the concept of time and space is illusionary. It's not real. When you're in your altered states of consciousness, you are much nearer to the understanding of what it's like to exist in the now. In that altered state of consciousness, you can grasp the interactions that you're having with other entities and other incarnational periods in your so-called past life regressions. And in that state, that's more real than what you're experiencing in this awakened consciousness state. This awakened consciousness state is illusionary. You understand that for you to maintain this illusion is very difficult. You will at some point alter your consciousness. You will absolutely sleep at some point. You understand that. You understand that you cannot maintain this so-called awake consciousness state indefinitely. But you don't have any trouble accepting the concept that at some point you will enter into a level of consciousness where you will die, and you will have no difficulty maintaining that state. You will have no difficulty sustaining that so-called altered state of consciousness that you refer to as the between incarnational state. Because it's more real. Because that's the real state. Because this is an illusion. And these illusions are all occurring simultaneously. It's not like you're leaving this that which you believe is the one. You believe this is the ultimate that. Actually, it's a minute part of who and what you truly are. And that becomes the difficult concept to grasp. We've used the analogy before that it's like you're involved in a theater production. And you have several productions going on in the same theater. And you're involved in an act. And everyone's on stage going through their act. And then when the end of the act comes, they all meet up in the lobby. And you sit down and you write the script for the next act. And you agree that you're going to participate with all these individuals and this is what we're going to be involved in and this is the experience that we're going to portray. And then you go back on the stage and you do it again. And you all participate in what was agreed upon at a different level of consciousness. Now the problem with that analogy is that it's once again based upon a belief in time and space, that there is a space, a lapse of existing in one particular reality while you're involved in the creation of it through an altered state of consciousness. What we're suggesting is that this awakened conscious state is illusionary. It's not real. It doesn't exist. Time and space are illusionary. They do not exist. And so these other creations that you refer to going back to, indeed, you can be in one of those other particular incarnations and look at this one and suggest that you have to go back to this one. It's illusionary. The reality is in the altered state of consciousness. This is an illusion. It's a validation of beliefs you hold. If you wish to believe that this is only the only reality, if this particular incarnational period is the only one that you could possibly be involved in and the others don't exist, then it's very difficult for you to go into an altered state of consciousness and to experience interacting in those other incarnational periods. Difficult, but not impossible. And you do it regularly. It's just when you come back into this particular awakened consciousness state, the awakened consciousness state, reality you experience, validates the belief you hold. And if you believe that this is all there is, then in your awakened consciousness state, that's what you will experience. And you will have all types of realities to validate that belief. When you're in that altered state of consciousness, and it doesn't matter what you name it, you can call it the meditative state or the dream state or the between incarnational state, it doesn't matter. It's an altered state of consciousness. And each one of those levels of consciousness is closer to the reality you're experiencing than what you have in this awakened consciousness state. And so in those altered states of consciousness, while you may in this awakened consciousness state be experiencing realities to validate that belief that this is it, in those other altered states of consciousness, the stock of consciousness that you are continues to be involved in the creation process of all the other realities. And you are involved in that creation process as well. It's just that when you come back into this conscious state, well, that doesn't really occur because you don't believe it's a reality that you have desired to experience in this awakened consciousness state, that you're not in control, that this is it. It's one incarnational period. And that's all I'm going to accept. And so that's it. It's a done deal. There is no such thing as reincarnation. It's all of the realities that you experience validate that belief system. Other individuals who believe in reincarnation, who tap into that so-called consciousness and bring back glimpses of the memories, of the interactions, will have that capacity to, for example, be involved in interactions with other entities and have instant recognition of an entity. Look at an entity and feel a connection, because that connection is more than likely existing in other incarnational periods. It is not a connection that takes time to be developed, but one that's instantaneous. It validates their belief. The other entity who believes that there is no such thing as past incarnations misses out, if you wish to call it misses out, but experiences a reality that limits the capacity to have that type of recognition with another entity. If you believe, indeed, that in these other incarnational periods it's possible for you to be involved in interactions with these other entities, and you recognize an entity in this individual and you have an interaction, many times that interaction can be much more intense because of the recognition factor that validates the belief you hold. That's not there for the individual who wishes and chooses to believe that there is but one incarnational period, and when you die, that's it. You can have that. It's not a right or wrong concept. You can have it. There are but three things that you cannot change, and the rest is all a validation of beliefs that you hold. If you believe that it's not possible for you to experience a past incarnational interaction or experience, then you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. So you don't really go back. You see, that's based upon, once again, the difficulty of giving you an explanation that you can accept in a conscious state because you believe in time and space that don't really exist. That going back, perhaps, is a reality that's from the perspective of who and what you truly are, that you're experiencing, that is much more intense than the reality that you're experiencing in this incarnational period. Perhaps this incarnational period is not nearly as intense, giving you that capacity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings as some of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in. So which is the most important? Your consciousness, in the awakened consciousness state, focuses on this particular incarnational period because, once again, it put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, not only in this incarnational period, but in all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in at the same time. It's not going back. It's not going anywhere. It's getting a glimpse of another reality that you're involved in participating in and creating at the same time. A difficult concept to grasp, one which, if you go with inside, you can get glimpses of being involved in creation process without the limitations of time and space. And many times, when you come back into your awakened consciousness state, the memory of that interaction is distorted, and yet the perception of being involved in a creation process without the limitations of time and space can be very real, can be very enlightening, if you wish to utilize that terminology. Does that answer your question?
Yes. So if a person truly could change their belief system so that they understood that every event is independent of every other event, that it's just acting like cause and effect in our world, then they could truly know that. They could just change anything. Is that correct?
It's an illusion. You see, that's the important part to grasp. And it's not a right or wrong illusion, but once again a validation of belief systems. It seems so simple that it's almost, once again, impossible to grasp in its simplicity. And so cause and effect can be very legitimate if that's what you believe. There are no limitations to this reality creation process other than belief systems. So if entities hold in a society the belief system of cause and effect, then it's as real as any other reality experience that you have. Absolutely. It's an illusion. You can have whatever it is you desire. If you don't believe in that concept, then it's just as easy to create without it. It becomes very difficult to give an accurate explanation for a reality that you're experiencing when you choose to believe you're not in control. You see, therein lies one of the keys, is this electromagnetic type of veil that you put in place. That is there because you choose to put it there and because you choose to have that experience without understanding consciously that you're in control. And as a result of not understanding that you're in control, then it becomes more real. and the emotions and feelings that you experience can be much more intense. And so cause and effect has a very, very tempting concept to it in terms of validating this belief that you're not in control. If this happens, this is what we can expect as a result. Almost beyond our control. Oh, that's so good. Because there we can validate that we're not in control. And the experience can be much more intense. If you believe in cause and effect, if you do, then you can have it. If you don't, then you don't need it. What do you believe? We've suggested many times that there have been, throughout your so-called history, and we utilize that term with the understanding of the limitations that carried. Throughout your history, there have been individuals who have understood, if you wish, this concept that the reality that you experience is a validation of your beliefs. And a result of that understanding, have utilized that ability, if you wish, to step aside of not only the individual belief systems, which as we've suggested as well many times are the easiest for you to alter, but the so-called societal belief systems, and in some instances even the human consciousness belief systems, and have understood indeed that the reality that they're experiencing is a reflection of their beliefs, and have understood the ability to alter the beliefs, not only once again the individual and the societal, but the more complicated and difficult human consciousness belief system. And you, as entities, and we're not suggesting you as an individual, but as the entities existing within your so-called vibrational level, have looked upon that ability as somehow being unique to that individual. And in many times have even come to the point where you put them up as being somehow superior. You put them up as being more enlightened. You put them up as being some type of a god that has an ability that's not available to each and every other entity. And yet, it's available to each of you. Not only is it available, it's important to understand that you utilize it constantly in your creation system. You create your reality the same as any other individual, not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You utilize your creation system to validate your beliefs. And so if you believe in cause and effect, it's a legitimate belief. There is no right or wrong other than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. You can have it. If it gives you that which you desire, if it assists you in creating your reality, if it assists you in experiencing what you refer to as the positive emotions and feelings, then by all means utilize it. If it doesn't, then change it. It's really that simple. It's not a right or wrong concept again. It's simply, what do you believe? That seems like such a basic answer that we give so many times. What do you believe? Because the reality you are experiencing is a validation of the beliefs you hold. It really is that simple. What do you believe? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, awesome, thanks. You seem to be talking a lot about relationships and separate entities. Is there a vibration, a level of consciousness that is beyond the duality and the relationship and us being separate? But you talked about us meeting in between incarnations, and then we meet and we recognize people because we've been the same in other lifetimes, but I'm wondering about a level of consciousness that goes beyond relationship, which implies two, which implies duality. The level of consciousness where all is one.
You are all that is.
So
That's an awakened consciousness application, trying to give grasp and understanding that you cannot put into words. As we've suggested many, many times, the answer lies within. It cannot be explained. It cannot be written. No one can tell you what that connection is. You are all that is. All that is. And yet, you are nothing. And that becomes very difficult to grasp. It cannot be given in explanation in words. You're asking for an explanation of something that you must go with inside to have that connection. You must go with inside. And for many individuals, to go with inside becomes a difficult perception to achieve because, once again, you're put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And as you go with inside, and as you enter into the meditative state, you continue to put in place these belief systems and to participate in validating these belief systems. You have all of these imaginary realities that you're experiencing. And they are very entertaining. And they can be glimpses into your other perceptions of your other realities that you're creating. And it can be glimpses into these fabulous classes that you wish to exist in and to experience. And you get to that point, and it's very overwhelmingly emotional, and you feel, this is it, I've got it. And when you come back, and you get into this conscious state, you still feel like, it wasn't there. There's something missing. And you try it again. And once again, you get these awesome realities that you experience. And you just wish, oh, I could just stay there. I could just continue to experience that. The difficulty is to put that aside and to go deeper. And to put that next illusion aside and to go deeper. And to go deeper. And to go deeper until finally there is nothing. And when there is nothing, you can have that capacity to understand that it's all that is. And you can become overwhelmed with the experience of unconditional love that exists within your consciousness. And when you have that experience, you begin to understand why it cannot be explained through the use of a vocabulary. Why it's something that must be experienced, not something that someone can give you an explanation for. And so the question that you asked denies an explanation through the use of a vocabulary. It denies the capacity for you to have that experience in your awakened consciousness state, because you choose to put in place the limitations. The answer to that question lies within. The answer to that question lies within the level of consciousness that's very difficult to achieve, because you choose, not only you, but all the individuals involved in the creation and your vibrational level, to put in place the electromagnetic type of energy, that veil that limits you, the capacity to experience that understanding, to experience it, not to have it explained. It's an experience that's available to each of you. You have but to believe. You have but to attempt to go with inside, for the answers are with inside. The answers that each of you seek are with inside. They cannot be written down and cannot be given through an explanation. They can be experienced through an emotion and a feeling of absolute and unconditional love. That is the point from which you exist and create this reality. It's who and what you truly are. And when you reach that point, you begin to understand the concept of one. You begin to understand that you are all that is. And if you are all that is, then each other is all that is, and you are one. And yet you are separate. It denies explanation. It denies a validation through the use of a vocabulary. You must go with inside. The answers lie with inside. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
The only no answer is a validation of beliefs that one holds in the awakened consciousness state. There are but three things that cannot change. You are the God that you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail.
Would you see that there is a difference between an ego and the veil?
Very interesting question. The veil is an electromagnetic top of energy, and it exists throughout the entire illusion. You see, it's an illusion. That's the point that's difficult to grasp. Is that this entire reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you will experience. It most certainly is. Despite the fact that when you're in those altered states of consciousness, many times they seem to be more illusionary, but they are more real. You choose to put in place that limitation, and that's the veil. It's an energy. It's an energy that you create and sustain and maintain throughout this vibrational level. And it exists through each and every atom of the entire universe. Because it's an illusion. You see, it's much easier for you to grasp that concept if you can understand that it's an illusion. Now the ego is the part of your consciousness that you put in place and sustain because it indeed makes it seem more real in this awakened consciousness that makes you feel like you're not in control. You see, when you can set that aside, that so-called ego, that part of your consciousness that limits your capacity to understand that indeed you are the creator of this reality. It's the ego that likes to focus upon this reality. It's the ego that puts aside all of the other consciousness realities that you're involved in the creation of. It's the ego that likes to be concentrating on this particular incarnational period. And you have that ego in each and every other incarnational period. And so the ego is more a part of your creation process for your personality. And it exists within each individual. Some much more stronger than in others, as you would absolutely agree. But nonetheless, exists within each individual. The veil, however, exists throughout the entire universe. So the two are separate, despite the fact that they may seem to accomplish the same purpose. The ego limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state to focus upon the understanding of the creation process. The veil limits not only your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, but limits as well the capacity for other entities to be involved or to influence your creation process. And it also exists at various levels of your consciousness as long as you exist within this vibrational level to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Even in your so-called meditative states, in your dream states, in the between incarnational states, to a certain extent that veil continues to exist. The ego, however, exists in the awakened consciousness state. And it's possible for you, much more conceivable, in fact, for an individual to step aside from the ego than it is to step aside from the veil. It's much more easy for you to set aside the ego to get an understanding, particularly of your personal belief systems, than it is to put aside the veil to get an understanding of the human consciousness belief systems. And so it's easier for you, once again, to influence the personal belief systems than it is to influence those belief systems that exist primarily as a result of the veil rather than as a result of your ego. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Well, now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for allowing us this opportunity to interact and to share with you. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather via a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Until the next time that we had this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.